now.
We're going to start to read out these wonderful messages from other members of CBCF. And I think we're going to have a picture of the person, but technology can fail us, as Keith would often say. There we are. This is from Andrew Dickinson, and he is an associate pastor at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, the USA. He responded, "This is a wonderful idea. I'm sorry I won't be able to be there for the celebration. Please send my love to all who gather for the 40th anniversary. CBCF was very formational for me. The love, friendships, teaching and ministry I experienced during my 8 years in the church nurtured my faith and love of God, for which I am eternally grateful. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." And this is our brother McQuinn, who's part of the leadership team. So we're going to alternate in case our voices get boring.
The next one is from Dr. Tim and Victoria Troughton, a former CBCF member. He is now in North Saanich, Vancouver Island, BC, Canada. "It was a great privilege and honor to be part of CBCF Church for 8 years, between 1996 and 2004. Our three children, James, Jessica, and Elizabeth, were all born during that time and had blessing ceremonies at the BB Hall conducted by Pastors Mike Leader and Matt Baker. Some of the best memories of our lives stem from this time. We made some amazing friendships and enjoyed excellent teaching, worship times, and fellowship at CBCF. We have remained close friends with Mike and greatly enjoy his yearly visits to stay with us in Canada. A huge thank you to the leadership and to the church over the years. We send the Lord's blessings and love to everyone in Jesus' name. Thank you."
Thank you. James, would you stand up? You're here. This is the product of Tim and Vicky. Well done, James. Now, some of you might know Bridget Shepherd, but I'm to call her Venerable Bridget Shepherd. She's now the Archdeacon of Wandsworth and a former CBCF member, and Nick is her husband. 40 years, wow. I would have loved to attend, but we'll be at St. Nicholas Tooting that morning. Thank you for your faithful service over the years, in church and in the community. We've now moved to Southwest London, where I've started a new role as Archdeacon of Wandsworth. It turns out there's life beyond Southeast London. Who knew?
The next one is from Penny Arnott, near Ashby, a former CBCF member. "You may have seen on Facebook that I fractured my ankle 2 weeks ago. I found out from the doctor that after my plaster cast comes off at the end of August, I still won't be able to drive for another 2 weeks. This means I won't be fit enough to travel to this event. Thank you for inviting me. I will miss seeing all friends from my days in CBCF. Please pass on my love."
And this is from Dave Barclay. I wonder if we could have a show of hands. Who remembers Dave? Yeah, what a character. I would have loved to have seen him today. He just sent us a very short message which said, "I'm afraid we are unable to join. Hope it's an amazing time of celebration and thanksgiving. Every blessing. I believe he's got 9 children. Yeah, so maybe not much time for much else, but he was a former member. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have a message from Reverend Canon Edis Cressfield, Vicar of St. John's, Blackheath. I am so sorry I can't make this. I would have very much liked to have been with you. It's also the 10th anniversary of the Japanese Church Fresh Expansion that two members of St. John's lead. It's down at St. Hugh's in Bermondsey, and I need to be there. Anyway, I do pray this Sunday will be a great celebration and a chance to give thanks to God for all the blessings over these many years. With love and prayer, Eddie.
And now we have Jackie Nadu, I think that's the right pronunciation, an old friend of CBCF. Thank you so much for the invitation to Sunday's celebrations. Unfortunately, I will not be able to join you all this time, and I'm sad to be missing the great occasion and the chance to meet up with old friends. Please give my love and blessings to Hugh and to all who remember me.
The next one is from Kevin, Mel and Kasha Yeo in New Zealand, former CBCF members. Hi, CBCF. Greetings from Kiwiland, aka New Zealand, especially Kev and Mel Yeo. Oh, specifically Kev and Mel Yeo. We attended CBCF some 20 years ago and loved our time there. Mike was my music teacher and then head of sixth form at Blackheath Blue Court School, and was hugely instrumental in my making a commitment to the Lord. Poor Mike, I think I really put him through the ringer early in my journey. Sorry, Mike, says. Mel attended CBCF during an Alpha course and made a commitment shortly after. We especially enjoyed our time at our home group hosted by the Garnets. We often think of the good times and many discussions we had, which were so crucial to our spiritual growth. Steve and Julie actually came out to visit us a couple of times here in New Zealand, as did Mike. He says, time for another visit, Mike. We still smile when we think of the times when Mike and I drove around the paddock in a tractor, and when Steve and I managed to sink a kayak, we were paddling down river. Good times indeed. Mel and I were married shortly after settling here, and Steve and Julie were kind enough to come out and be part of our wedding ceremony. We remember well Steve's performing one of his magic tricks that he's always done, that he had just mesmerized and talking about it for quite some time. We pray that the sharing of the Lord's word led to some commitments along the way. And it continues, yes. Many wonderful things have happened for us since living here, some of which were prophesied when we were attending CBC. We believe that it was the faith that was seeded whilst at CBCF that has germinated and brought these things to fruition. The Lord blessed us with a daughter, Kasha. He has been with her from the very beginning, and she works with him daily, and they have a wonderful relationship. We have such fond memories of our time at CBCF. It is incredible how the Lord used CBCF to bless us with special friendships and, of course, a relationship with himself. So from the bottom of our hearts, we will like to thank CBCF and wish it a wonderful 40th anniversary. We pray that CBCF will continue to be a blessing to you all. love and blessings. Kev, Mel and Kasia.
Thank you. And now we have the Reverend Andrew White, who went on to be a minister at Woolwich Central Baptist Church, and he is the Baptist Borough Dean. Sorry, I can't be with you for your celebration. I'll be at WCBC. That's always interesting when we use those initials, isn't it? In the morning, then zooming to Margate to speak at an event straight after. May I extend the best wishes of Woolwich Central Baptist Church to your fellowship on this wonderful occasion, Andrew.
We have this message from Ron and Jill Baker, former members here. Hope the anniversary goes well. Good to have you as a speaker. Sorry we are unable to be there. We currently are way up above Scotland on our cruise with bad weather predicted. God bless Jill and Ron.
Sorry, McQueen, I've got the short ones and you've got the long ones. I've got a short one from Ray Lockwood. I think many of us remember Ray. What a character. Former CBCF member. Ray had planned to join us today, but unfortunately he's got shingles, so can you pray for him? He sends you his love.
We have this one from John Martin in Australia. Happy 40th anniversary to CBCF. Almost 33 years since I left the UK and returned to Australia, but I will always look at and be grateful for the spiritual home I had in CBCF, where I had a life-changing epiphany. Many of us are scattered now, but I shall forever cherish my memories and friendships there. God bless and love from John in Australia.
And this is Mark Sexton. I don't know if many of you remember Mark, yeah? My time at CBCF had a really positive and a lasting impact on my life. I was there from 1993 to 1995.
So sorry not to be with you today. Irene and I, we are looking forward to celebrating the 40 years of CBCF with you. Unfortunately, my knees are letting me down at the moment. Our relationship with you goes back some 30 years. Numerous preaching and teachings, meeting with leaders, weekend away, and even a visit with the boys to the valley to see my team's spouse. Give Charlton a trash. I am sure the guys remember that. Memories of experiencing together the goodness of God and the gracious sense of His presence, of prophetic word that has been fulfilled, and so many friends made and relationships established. May God come again with a fresh invasion of His Holy Spirit and increase you with a new generation of young men and women in these days of the silent revival. Peter and Irene Budd. Thank you.
And now we've come to the end almost, and in a minute there'll be an open mic, which literally means if you would like to speak, just raise your hand. We'll bring the mic to you if you like, or if you prefer to come to the front, you can too. So this last one is from Tony and Helen Thomas, from Rochford, Essex, again an old friend of the church. May the Lord bless you and CBCF this weekend, old friend, and may you know His presence and His power in your midst. Zoe Robinson sent us a message. She wants to send her greetings, and Nigel and Ronnie Freestone are tied up at St John's and they wanted to send their love and greetings to us. And we're going to close with a video from Joseph Tinlin, which I'm excited to see.
Hey CBCF, happy 40th birthday. I just want to say what a privilege it has been to grow up amongst such a wonderful church community. I know so many of you have prayed for me for much of my life. And so I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who has been a part of my childhood growing up at CBCF. I would also like to honour Mike for serving the church so faithfully these past 40 years. You had a profound impact on my life as a teenager, and I'm sure to so many other people as well. I'm sure everyone there would join me in saying thank you. Thank you for leading us so faithfully all these years. I'd also like to share some good news for those of you who don't know. I am now engaged. This is my fiance, Christy, and we are looking to get married this coming April. So, yeah, that's exciting. Bye for now.